Good morning. It is my honor to welcome you, parents, faculty, staff, alumni, and friends of Bethany Lutheran College, and especially you, students, to campus as we open the 2023-24 academic year, Bethany's 97th year in providing students Christian higher education. For more than a year now, the news regarding America's perception of higher education has not been good. What's been reported is that our society continues to question the value of a college education. That perception was confirmed again in the findings of another Gallup poll taken this summer that pointed out that society's confidence that a college education has a positive effect on the way things are going in America continues to drop, this time going from 57% in 2015 to just 37% in 2023, a drop of 20 points. What the majority of society perceives is that higher education is not doing a good job, that it's too expensive, and that the curriculum is infusing a liberal agenda. My intention in sharing this information is not to get it into a discussion over reform needed in higher education, but to simply set the context for what we do at Bethany. Given this backdrop, at Bethany, we've been on a mission to ask our alumni what they see as the values gained and the advantages of a Bethany education. Let's not focus on what's going on everywhere else. What's going on here on our campus? Is a Bethany education a trusted and valued experience that prepares alumni for productive and fulfilling lives? The quick and short answer is a resounding yes. A Bethany education has great value. In a survey this past summer of alumni, including our recent May 2023 graduates, they reported the values gained through a Bethany education include a Christian perspective or view of events and issues in our world, the value of friendships gained through a close-knit campus community, the development of professional skills, such as integrity, respect, work ethic, critical thinking, service for others, leadership, and a love for learning fostered through Bethany's broad curricular liberal arts perspective. They also noted several advantages of a Bethany education, including a Christian campus culture, personal mentoring of students from Christian faculty and staff, small class sizes that enable individualized attention, lifelong friendships and the network gained through Bethany's community, and a quality education that provides many opportunities to explore and develop one's God-given gifts and talents, among others. While society perceives higher education overall is not doing a good job, at Bethany, the perception is just the opposite, and we'd expect no different. I believe that's because a Bethany education is built upon our twofold purpose: to equip students for productive and fulfilling lives, but most importantly, to engage students with Jesus so that they know that by faith in him as their Savior, their sins are forgiven and they can live confidently that they will someday be with him in heaven. Said a bit differently, at Bethany, we equip students with a broad set of liberal arts experiences in higher education, infused with a distinctively Christian perspective, so that as adults, our graduates are able to discern the world through the lens of God's Word. This integrated twofold purpose has been the core of our education now for almost 100 years, and it's even more unique at Christ-centered colleges like Bethany. I'll explain by gleaning from an address I recently heard by Dr. David Weeks of Azusa Pacific University. He spoke on the topic of what it means to offer a Christian liberal arts education. He noted that defenders of the liberal arts tout many virtues, including its propensity to develop future leaders. Leadership gurus assume that good leadership is all about knowing the tricks of the trade or adopting the right strategies. This underscores society's faith in just knowing about techniques. What's long forgotten is that the famous Greek philosopher and military commander of that famous army, the 10,000, Xenophon, insisted that tactics are just a small part of leadership. There must be something else, he said. Many in higher education fail to provide that something else, even though they claim to equip students with knowledge and power. Where they fail is they don't teach the next generation to use either wisely. Instead, many colleges offer the notion that goodness is up to oneself to define, and encourage students, as written in 2 Timothy chapter 4, to suit their desires by gathering around them those who say what their itching ears want to hear, and in so doing, turn away from the truth. The result is that they find themselves, as described in James chapter 1, blown and tossed by the wind, unstable in all they do. Neither the aimless nor those with misguided aims are the steadfast, principled, and discerning leaders we need in the years ahead. Rather, the next generation needs the liberal arts education found in the twofold purpose at the core of a Bethany education, one that both equips them for vocations in their families, churches, communities, and workplaces, and one that grounds them in the solid foundation of truth only through the lens of the Bible, so that they may discern the events and issues of our time. A distinctively Christian liberal arts education is the right place for the training of the next generation that our time requires. Bethany is among those institutions that understand, as Winston Churchill once said, that the first duty of a college is to teach wisdom, not a trade, to teach character, not technicalities. A Christian liberal arts education cultivates both Christ-centered and intellectual virtue. As noted in Deuteronomy chapter 12, the next generation needs a Christian moral compass in order to do what is good and right in the sight of God. They must understand that being skilled and learned is not enough. They must be discerning and embrace wisdom found only through the lens of what the Bible teaches. Dear Bethany students, our faculty and staff open our arms to welcome you this year. You're at the right place, where your God-given gifts and talents will be nurtured through a liberal arts higher education experience taught through the distinctively Christian perspective, which is exactly what our society is clamoring for and what is needed right now more than ever. To our new faculty and staff, we, your colleagues, warmly welcome you, stand ready to assist you, and wish you God's richest blessings. And to all of our faculty and staff, and to Bethany's many alumni and friends, on behalf of my administration and the Board of Regents, thank you for the roles that you play to advance the mission of this treasured college, for your prayers on behalf of Bethany, and for your support in making Bethany the great blessing that it is for the students who are served by it. Amid these exciting and yet challenging times, may our loving Heavenly Father richly bless us this academic year.